I believe. Yeah. Mesha was right, I was just skipping through.
There was Atzi Shiti Mambi next, no?
That was number three, yeah. Turn on the lights, Arita?
One night.
Basically, if you want to just know the trick to remembering that nigin, it's very hard to remember. The Rosh Teva says, Shimon Lavi. Shin Mem Ayin Vav Nun Lamed Beis Yud Al. First letters are, so Shem Mishchat Kodesh, then Moshe Abtei Roshavta, Atze Shitim. That's going to be Yag Moshe Nidik. Atze Shitim Avdim. Vav is Veliste Tapuchim. Nun is Nezak Vigura. Lamed is... What's Lamed? Bayochai... We'll come back to that one. Beis is B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yud is Yud Chachma Kiduma. Aleph is Or Mufar Mala. And the last one is Ashra Adach. What's Lamed? Bayochai... Give me Lamed. Any word that starts Lamed.
Limed. Lashon.
No, we need a Lamed.
Lina, Chalacha.
Chalacha. Alright, Chavra.
Which one is it before?
What? Oh, you have it on there?
What is it?
Oh, here, I have it right here. It's so dumb. Bayochai. No, that's Vilis Day Tapuch.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Linkom Avne Shaish. Oh, that was the one. I knew it. I have to do this one a little bit. Okay, so chavre, it's 9:54. So if Adi goes to Marv at 10, then I don't know.
Just yell to the wall.
Yeah. 10:30, no? It's true, it's fine. It's done down Marv tonight.
I want to get into bed and say Sfira. Stay in the game.
Everyone said Sfira?
Not yet.
Tonight is number 18. Tonight is number 18. Chai. Chai of Sfira Summer. So tonight's thing in you is Netzach Shebet Fires. Netzach Shebet Feres. Oh. Netzach Moshe Rabbeini and Yaakov. Yeah, Yaakov is, and Tferes is Yaakov. So Yichud of Moshe and Yaakov. Siyat Hashma. Here we go, Chaver. Oh!
What do you say?
Tonight's Yaakov Moshe. Chaver, it's Yaakov Moshe's night. Come on.
What is this? Moshe.
Okay, let's go. Who's our captor of Yaakov Moshe?
He had a
captor. Okay, Chaver, let's learn a little bit. Okay, Chaver, holding my big days. These days we have Lag BaOmer, we have Pesach Sheni in 2 weeks. Lag BaOmer in less than 2 weeks. It's just big seder, Chaver. Dal Kaisis, Vaday Dal Kaisis. Yid Dal Kaisis, probably 34 because we missed 30 days.
65.
Okay, whatever. Adi says. 65. Okay, 65. Fine. So Chaver, 65 times 4.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So, Achrimo is kedoshim this week. It's gonna be a very big time. ER. Right, so think of all the stuff we have. If Lag BaOmer, Pesach Sheni coming up. If Shloshim Yakbal in less than a month. If Shu is coming up. Big days. Very exciting days to be in right now. So this week's parsha. So the first Aliyah, it says, right? It says Bezos Yavo Aron Elakodesh. So the nekuda is that with Zos, whatever that means. Yavo Aron El Kodesh. So the question is, what's Bezos? Meaning, with this, but what? Right? It doesn't say what it is. And there are a lot of answers on this, Nekuda. Oh, Bezos happens to be Gematria Kodesh, right?
Because
it's the...
I said Rashi.
It's in Rashi.
Yeah.
That's Bezos Mikdash. Ah, right. Bezos Mikdash. That's, yeah. So the Nekuda is that Aron Kohen came down, right? But so Bezos. So I mean, what's going on with this Bezos? So, we just said before, we're holding by the Halakha days of Sfiras Omer, of Lag BaOmer coming up. So the question you have to ask, I mean, we're singing Bar Yochai, and we have Bar Yochai Svarim over here, Valdik, Schus. The good is, what's the Inyan of Lag BaOmer? What is Lag BaOmer? What's my Avodah of Lag BaOmer? So if you look at the Inyan of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself, right, if you guys are learning Misach HaSukkah this year, you see Rashbi says things about himself that Mamash, no one could say about themselves. Right, says, Mamash could lift the whole world from din. Right? So we know, to quote at the beginning, the first Torah, the beginning of the Likut Moran, Rabbeinu quotes this, he's Megala, something unbelievable. Basically, the Gemara says, in, I think, Shabbos, is that all the Rabbein were sitting in Kerem B'Yavim together, they were sitting there, and they said that, La'asid, it's going to be, the what Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. They saw how the Doros were going, how things were falling. They said, Maisa, we can't do anything about it. Klal Yisrael is going to forget Torah. They're going to fall off the deep end. And also, in the Halakha Tana Elokei, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai steps up and says, No. Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. It's not going to be forgotten. Ki lo si shachach pizaro. They're not going to get the zera of Klal Yisrael. They're not going to forget Torah. That we learned today from Yaakov Meir Shechter, me and Adi Loyoda, and then what? The Nekud is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took achrayos, that Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. He's the one who's responsible for us learning Torah today. So Rav Nachman says, if you take the Safi Tevos, Chizkiyah, let's listen to this Remez. Right? Take the last letters for Chizkiyah. Take the last letters of Ki, is what? Yeah. Yud. A Ki. Oh, last letters, right? Lo. Oh. No, Lo. Lam and Aleph. Oh. Aleph. Si Shachach. Ches. Good. Mi Pi.
Yud.
Zaro. Zaro.
Vuv.
Vuv.
Is this the Vuv?
Okay, so I'll show it to you, okay?
So we're going to play a scrambling game right now. So this is this. E.
What gives?
Lo. Si. Sha. Ha. P. Zar. O. Okay, everyone see letters? Yud. Aleph. Ches. Yud. Vav. If you mix it up, what do you get?
Yochai.
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 Yochai. Nachman says in there, he will see Shechem Pizarro, with Pizarro Shal Yochai. Who's the son of Yochai? Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rashi said that, you know why it's not going to be forgotten? Because I'm taking responsibility. So the Nekudah is that Rashi takes a chras, like we just said. Right? The Nekudah is Rashi says, you know what? I'm going to stand up Torah. I'm going to guarantee that Klal Yisrael will not forget Torah. We even say in the Nigunim, we say in the Nigun of Amartam Kolachai. Say about Rav Shimon Rechai, Toirasa Imagin Lanu. That the Torah of Rav Shimon Rechai is our magin, it's our shield. It's what guards us. What does it mean, what guards us? So give us our chiyas to keep learning. Dafka because of Rashbi. Now the question goes like this. If someone's moser nefesh to save something for you, to give something to you, right? How do you pay them back? Okay, maybe. But if dafka, I save something that you were going to lose and I save it for you and I give it to you, you're going to use it and always thank me for it. So nekuda is that what's the inyan of Lag Bomer? It's hakar satov to Rashbi. Like Rashbi says in the Gemara Sukkah, that what? I can putter the whole world from din. So you know what the nekuda is of saying thank you to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? You know what it is? It's using what he saved for us. So what does that mean for us? It means to be osik in Torah. Into all levels of it, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Baal HaSod, Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. To be osik in Torah, to push ourselves in Torah. It's not, you think that Rashbi saved Torah just so we say, oh God, yeah, say nice drashes that we have Torah? Could is use it. We don't realize what was going on at that time. They said Torah is going to be forgotten from us. Can you imagine that if we didn't have Torah today? But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, it's on me. I'm saving Klal Yisrael for Torah. So every time you learn Torah, you know why you learn Torah? Because there's one person called named Shimon Bar Yochai who stepped up that there would be Torah. So Lag BaOmer is a day mamash of simcha. Simcha of what? Simcha not of wholeness, not of ridiculousness, not of barbecues. Simcha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Simcha of Torah. It's a simcha of primis of Torah. Simcha of tzaddikim. Right? It's a primistic day. And that's the Todah Rabah we have to say to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
The whole Israel goes to his caver on the
last everyone. Year. It's the biggest gathering of Klal Yisrael in the whole world. Right? That's number one. Number two is Uman Rosh Hashanah, which makes sense because Rabbeinu is Hamshach of the Neshama of Rashbi. Right? But it all makes sense. The whole world, everyone, not just from Eretz Yisrael, from all over the world, is coming there.
So it's like the drive is probably hour.
Yeah, you have to go early because there's a lot of traffic. But it goes like this, Chavro. The question is, what do we do? How do we give a karsov to Rashbi? So we know we said before, Bar Yochai b'kodesh hakadashim. Kav yarak mechadesh kashna. He's holding by the kodesh hakadashim. So that means that what? Shech is the Kohen Gadol, no? So where's Aaron HaKohen going in? B'zos yavo Aaron HaKodesh. So again, we have our question. How does Aaron get in? With what? B'zos. Right? What's Zos? What's this Zos that brings us in the Kodesh Kodashim where Rishim Baruch Hai is? Oh. This is the Shemaz of Shvid Pinchas. It's unbelievable. He says like this. He says that there are three things we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that save us from din. You know what they are? Say, Usashuva, Usafila, U, Tzedaka. So if you look in all your Siddurim, under those three words, it says three things. You know what they are? Under Tshuva, it says Tzom. Yeah? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It says Tzom. Under Tfila, it says Kol. Right? The Kol of Tfila. And under Tzedaka, it says Mammon. Yeah? So what's the common factor between Kol, Mammon, and Tzom? What's Machi Tzom? 90 plus 46. 136, good. 136. Makmush, what's Machi Kol?
136.
136. Oh. What's Gematria Mamon?
136.
136. All three are Gematria 136. So if you take 136 plus Tzom plus Kol plus Mamon, what do you get? 136 times 3.
470?
No. In the 400s, very good.
491?
No.
No, 4. 488, something like that.
Ah, close. So 136, so Kol plus Tzom plus Mammon is the match of 408.
Oh,
Okay? So Shvila Pinchas is an unbelievable remez. He says, Tzom, Kol, Mamon, those are three pretty powerful things, no? He says, you know what's Kolal all them together? What else is Gematria 408, Chavre? Zayin Aleph Taf. What does it spell?
Zayin
Aleph Taf.
Zos.
Zos is Gematria 408. And the Gemara says, Ein Zos Ella Torah. The Kud is, that's what we say every morning, what? The Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam. That what a person can get in Torah, in Tefillah, in Tzedakah, in fasting, you get all that what? In Torah. So what's Bezos Yavo Aron Ala Kodesh? What's with Zos? Ein Zos Ella Torah. So you want to know how to enter into the Kodesh Kedashim? You want to know how to get in there? It's what? Well, Esaka Torah. It's how much am I pushing myself in Torah? And who do we learn this Indian? Who can we mechazik ourselves from seeing someone who pushed themselves in Torah? You know what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did for 13 years of his life? He lived in a cave with his son and drank water and carobs and ate carobs and learned in the sand all day long. Learning Torah all day long. So much so that he was pater from tefillah. Because Torah su manasa. He was, again, not telling you to go to some random place and bury yourself in sand. One's good is, but it's a serious nefesh for Liman Torah. Right, I was talking to the Mashgiach today, Rav Blasky, and he said, I was talking to him about like the different challenges they do. I said, you mamish have to do it, because just the mechazikim that like, you know, he does a lot of these, that like, people come back at their kaitzman, you know, like, he told me a couple people made like t-shirts that says like, kaitzman baby, right? Which is good, but the representation of that, what? The year's over, I could just sit back and chill now. How many people are just throwing away this man? Why? Because they're not makusher to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This man is an Issaka Torah. It's time to push. Right? Everyone else in the world right now is just ready to chill and go home and finish up. However, this is the Zman, like Rav Eisenstein just said in Shir. He says, this is the Zman, post-Pesach, what really separates the men from the boys. The whole year, you're separating yourself from a Tumadika person into a Jew. And this is separating yourself, the men from the boys. That's who's Osek in Torah. That's why have you guys been more tired since you got back from the Pesach? A little bit, no? A little bit like lazier, a little bit more lethargic. Because the Yetzer Hara says, listen, it's the summertime. It's hot, just chill. Don't be makmen at Zmanim. Don't be makmen on Seder. It's okay. You can relax a little bit now. You've been working the heart of the lawyer. This is Zman Nor. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai tells you what? No. Kodesh HaKadashim. Bezos Yavo Aron HaKodesh. How do you get into the place of Kedusha? What? Pushing yourself in Liman HaTorah, Chavra. This is the Zman right now for that. What's the goal of Sfiras Omer? I mean, what are we looking for every night? What's the top of what's going on? So, just talking to a lot of people are almost lost when it comes to Sfiras Omer. They have no idea what's going on, because like, why? Like we were talking about the other day, like you count so that you can make $50, right? Or people, I mean, like would you be inspired from how they count Sfiras Omer and Marav here? No, it's just like Baruch Adash, Yom HaKinim HaKalam, Shikisham HaTzvanah, Sfiras Omer. And as if there's nothing going on there. This is what Rav Kivak says in the Sefer Shal Benin. Okay? It's on page Samach Aleph. It says, V'chol mehus mitzvah sasvira hu shnichsof v'nishtokik. The whole mitzias, the whole essence of Sfiras Omer is a time to be longing and desiring. Kimo echad shemizkageh me'od le'ezadavar. Like a person's longing for something. Right? When a person's getting married. Right? A person's longing for whatever it could be. Right? You know, she longs for you. Such a rutzen for it. Right? People have like countdowns like opening day in baseball, right? Or opening day in football, right? Oh, I'm so close, it's almost there. Right? That's what, and you count down the days to it. Kimokein, yish the or believe. So too now during this monastery of Omer, you have to awaken in your heart, tzipia, a longing, l'chag ha-shvuos l'kabbalah satorah. The whole mitzvah is now, you know what you're doing, guys? You're firing yourself up for Kabbalah satorah. You don't just show up to Kabbalah Torah and say, imagine someone's giving you a present. You don't just say, oh, thank you very much. No, what do? Even the air conditioning is getting fired up for Kabbalah Torah. I think. See? Oh, there's a bathroom over there, no? I don't know. Yeah, the other side of the room, right? See? Adi! Right? So, Chevra, what's the Nakuda going on now? You're firing yourself up for Kabbalah Torah, to be Kabbalah the Torah. These aren't just days just to waste away. These are days that what? It goes like this. That if I want to fill up water in here, how much water will you get? According to how big the kli is, that's how much water I can put in, right? So meaning that you have this amount, you have this amount. So you know what Sfiras Omer is doing, Kivak says? You're building up your kli for how much Torah you're going to be Kabbalah next year. This is what this time is about. So let me ask you a question. Yeah? Preseason. Let's just say you, who follow sports?
Anime,
a little bit?
Yeah.
What sports? Basketball, you're a heat fan,
football,
no?
Baseball.
Football. Football, perfect example. Football, yeah? Football. So now I guess. Imagine if a player says, you know what? I'm not going to do anything the whole year. I'm just going to show up, tell me when it's day one of the season, and I'll be ready to go. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Terrible idea. Why? Because you have to get into the football mindset in order to get ready for day one. Because when the season starts, you have to be... Day one of the season, you can't be zero... You can't be 90%. You have to be 100%. That's preseason. Preseason is what? That you get used to throwing the ball again. You used to get used to being in it. So when the season starts, you're ready to fire it up. That's what Sefirah Summer is. Yitzias Mitzrayim is that we came out of Mitzrayim. We were still on the 50th level of Tumah. You know what we're doing now, every day? You're preparing yourself for opening day. You know what opening day is? That's Kabbalah Satorah's opening day. Right now, according to the Torah you put in now, that's how much Torah you're going to get. Right? The people who aren't preparing now, they're going to fall way behind. They might never catch up. The Nukud is now. This is the Zman to push. To Ma'or yourself. Shazel v'pashta soda sphere l'spor yom l'kabbalah Torah. That's the Indian. That's the Sod of Sefirah Omer. Is what counting out this to be Mekabel the Torah. And that's what the goal of what we're doing now is. Literally, to prepare ourselves for that Kabbalah Torah. And the best way to prepare yourselves is what? Is by being osek in Torah. Chavre, we say every night, you guys, in the Ribon Shalom, the Rahman, it says the goal of Sefirah Omer is what? That kidei letareinu mikliposeinu. You familiar with what I'm talking about? We say this in the Harachman, after we count. Right? We say like this. Sheva Shabbos is Tamimos, Ad Machas Shabbos, right? Where is it? So look at this. Here. Atasi Usani De Moshe Abdachal is Spor Sefirah Omer, Kidele Tarenu Mikliposenu Mitumasenu. Right? The days now is what Kidesha Taran Ash Nafras Amchay Sam is Muslim. It's to mitar ourselves from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. So the Ben Yishchai says, actually, in this week's Parsha, speaks about the Halachos of Netilas Yadayim, right? Adi la yada. Yeah? Okay? So the Kudu goes like this. So it goes like this, Chavra. Adi, grab a seat, grab a seat. Still, I got a little time. Oh, yeah? So it goes like this. Yeah? So it goes like this, Chavra. Is that the Ben Yishchai says, like the following. He says, in this week's Parsha, he speaks about Halachos of Netilas Yadayim. He says, what's unique about water? Is that how do you toivel in a mikveh? What's a mikveh made out of?
Water.
He says mayim is what's matara person. It brings a person from tumah into tara. That's why. What does it say about the? What does the Gemara say about water? Ain mayim el Torah. So Ben Yishchai says, just as water comes and it's matara person from tumah, so too with Torah. With Torah, when a person's osek in Torah, it takes you from a state of tumah into a state of tara, and that's what we're doing these days. Kidei the tarin mitupasenu to get into a place of tara. Have anyone holding my hilchos nina a little bit?
I finished
10th
grade.
Okay, so there you go. So how many days does a nida count midoraisa? Right, she becomes tamei, and then she count. Oh, so midoraisa.
Seven.
7 days.
Okay.
Nah, you have to sit over there. I need to sit over there. Right, so 7 days. Count 7 days. So listen to what the Zohar says. The Zohar says the 7 weeks of Sefirah Omer corresponds to 7 days that a nida counts to become tahor. Means that each day of Sefirah Omer is what happens with a woman when she's a nida. She has to check every day and be careful what she does so she doesn't become tomei. That's exactly what you're doing during Sefirah Omer. Every day you say hayom. You check yourself every day to make sure that what? I'm being mitar myself. To come to dveikus with Hashem on Shavuos. What does a woman do when she finishes those 7 days? What does she do?
Mikvah.
She goes to the mikvah. That's why the Arizal brings down that the highest mikvah of the whole entire year is Leil Shavuos. Shavuos before davening is a must. You have to go to the mikvah then. The Arizal says it's the highest mikvah of the year. Because just as Anida, when she wants to be with her husband again, she has to go to the mikvah. So to us, we're coming to a state of Dveikas Bashem, Kiviyachol, right? So you also have to tell them the mikvah. But these days are days of what? Of being mitar ourselves. Chavah, what's the greatest way to be mitar yourself? Greatest way to be mitar yourself is where? Lima Torah. Lima Torah and the mikvah, right? But that's what it is, Chevra. Ain Mayim al Torah. We have to realize that. Again, all these things are beautiful what people do, but there's nothing greater than Lima Torah, right? These days are big days in the state of Israel and Eretz Yisrael, right? A lot of people here are focused on Eretz Yisrael. What greater way, like the Gemara says, Ain Torah ki Torah se Eretz Yisrael. How could a person just throw away a day of just being in a park and barbecuing all day? It could be very nice. But the greatest way to say Tadar Abata Hashem for the state of Eretz Yisrael is what? Ain Torah Kitar Eretz Yisrael. What else would you do? Right? There's no greater thing to be Matar ourselves. To realize the Schus of Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's a wild concept, no? To learn Torah Eretz Yisrael. Tap into Eretz Yisrael. So with the Torah, this is what's Matar us to come to Svirta, to Kabbalah's Torah. Okay, listen to this, okay? We're going to learn a piece from the Zohar. It's quoted here in the Sefer Ma'amari Zohar. Yeah, should we do this? Do it. Hey, Tanya, how do you feel about this? Good idea, yeah, Moshe?
Long?
No, like half a page. Just that. Good? What do you say? What do you say? Yeah, should we do it? Yeah, Chaver, this is super, super deep. Everyone to the mikveh in the past month? Yeah? Went to the mikveh in the past month? Perfect. You chabad, it's okay. Chaver, listen to what he says. Okay?
I go to the mikveh every day.
So, here we go. Pasach Rabbi Shimon va'amar. My dichsev, what is it? Why does it say? Vayasev Chizkiyahu panav el akir v'yispel Hashem. He faced his head to the wall and he davened Hashem. Vayde tefilah so nisbatla mimenu hagzera shel tzav lebeisecha. Right? That through his tefilah, he was mevatel the gzera upon him. Vakol bekoch shetorah shezach lelmod l'klal Yisrael. The reason he was saved was b'schus the Torah that he taught the Klal Yisrael. Listen to this so carefully. This, if you listen to this carefully right now, you internalize this, this will change your life. Change the way you look at Torah. V'zesh amar tachazeh. Come and see. Kamahu chela takifa daraisa. How strong Torah is. V'kamahu ila akola. And how Torah is higher than everything else in the world. This is the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. D'choman d'shtadlo baraisa. That every person who's b'shtadlo and raisa, he works in Torah. La dachil me'ilai u'misatai. Shekola osik b'torah eno lira mimikachrigim ha'yonim ha'mazikim ha'tachtonim. You don't have to be afraid from the Yitzhara. You don't have to be afraid from all the bad things in this world. All the spiritual bad things. V'la dachil mimar bishin da'ama. And you don't have to be afraid from all the bad, all the raw in this world. Begin the ihu achid bilana dechaye. Why? Because you're mizdabek to the Eitz HaChayim. That's why. V'yalef mine b'chol yoma. And you learn Torah every day. What do you learn from Torah every day? You learn what to do. It guides you. Deha oraisa tolif levarnash lemezal ba'orach kishod. Why? Because the Torah teaches a person how to go b'derech emetz. How to go in the proper way. Tolif le eita heich yasuv kamei mare. Levat la'ayi gzera. And it teaches us how to what? How to be saved from sinning. And if you do sin, you know what the Torah teaches you? It teaches you how to fix the sin. And to get rid of all the gzeros. Even if it's gozer upon you, that the gzera that's upon you, you can't be mivatal it. It's stuck on you. Im kolzeh, miyad isbatal v'stalik minei. What? If a person's osik in Torah, what happens? You can mivatal an unbreakable gzera. V'lo sharia le devar nash b'hai alma. And no person's going to be able to control you in this world. And no one's going to be able to misgaber over you. Chavar, listen to the last four lines. Umesik v'omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai finished off and said, uvegin kach, and because of this, ba'ile levarnash lishtada ba'raisa yimama v'lele. Therefore, because of the greatness of Torah, a person has to be osik in Torah yom and night, day and night. V'lo yisada minei, and don't be lazy, and don't leave it. Hadu d'chsev, that's why it says, v'agisa bo yoma v'lele. Right, you should be osik in Torah day and night. Why? Why should you be osik in Torah day and night? V'iyasadeh minei deraisa. And if you revatel yourself from Torah and you leave Torah, always parash minei, or you leave it just for like a little bit even. Ki'ilu is parash me'ilana dechayev. It's as if you leave chayim. Again, it's not telling you have to be in the base measure every second. It's talking about that what? That everything I do, Torah, lashon v'hora. Everything I do is b'derech Torah. I play basketball, b'derech Torah. What?
Chay b'hem.
Chai, exactly, perfect. The Chabam, I live with it. However, this is what it is. You're misdabik to the Eitz HaChayim of Chiyas. No one in the world can touch you. You're flying high. Who wouldn't want this? Mandish Tal Baraisa. This is what Rav Shimon Chai's Torah. This is what he's teaching us. This is the Torah that we say, Torah so magin lanu. The Torah of Rav Shimon Chai is what saves us. What's his Torah? Be osik in Torah. What else would you do with your life? This is the Chiyas, Chavra. This is what it's about right now. And this is what he says. I'll tell you in Esrem, it's thought of over Pesach. We say, in Ish Eschael, say, Yikarahim Ipninim. Right? Where do we say that? Yikarahim Ipninim? Where do we... No, we don't say that in Ish Eschael. What do we say in Ish Eschael? Rachok mipinim, right? But no, we say in Mishle Perek Gimel Pas Tesvav. Pas says Yikarahim mipinim, right? It's more yakar. It's more precious than anything else. So listen, what the Hadazor reads this Perush Yikarahim Achmas Apnimis Shabbat. Torah is precious. Why? Because the premiest in Torah. But I want to say Ram is also Yikarahim mipinim. That's more precious than the most precious jewels. Take gematria of Yikara is 315. He is 16. So what's 315 and 16? 331, right? Plus 280. 611. Yikara hi mipninim is gematria exactly Torah. They want to know what's more precious than anything else in the world. Most precious things in the world wants to send at you. NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, MLB, whatever a person's into, right? Movies, celebrities, anything. You know what's more precious than anything over that? Your carpeting is Torah. The person's osik in Torah, you're holding by the highest places. No one can touch you, Chavrus. So this is the ability we have now. B'din of Kalim, Sfarim say that there's Rosh Hashanah for everything during the year. You know, Shavuos is Kabbalah's Torah. It says, according to what you do on Shavuos, that's going to be your chiyus you have in Torah for the whole year. Right? But if you just show up to Shavuos, you're not going to know what to do. And Kud is, what? Prepare yourself for it. Get ready for it. The greatest way to prepare yourself is push in Torah. Because you're going to see left and right people around you, you're going to just be lazy and lethargic. Why? Because it's time just to chill. I want to go to the beach today. I want to chill outside, shorts and a t-shirt and relax. However, the time now, it's time, of course you can relax. Time now to push. Mandel to shtadl baraisa. However, this is what we have. Our Rebbe Rosh Hashanah is telling us this. However, let's push hard. Let's push each other. Siyat Shemaya B'zocha to that day. Of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Mnucha L'chaylim, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and the Kavod Rebbe Shimon, Ba'yachai, Siyat Shemaya, and B'zocha to the Oros of Netzach Shpitferes, which is the Indian of Yaakov, Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeini, B'zocha Yaakov Moshe, B'zocha Eitan, B'zocha Rav Admon, Shlita, B'zocha for all the Oros, B'siyat Shemaya.